The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
All sorts of intrepid people jumping off the tower today, but you won't find Tony Scott
nearly
from the Liverpool Echo doing that. He's not having any of it.
It depends what happens on June the 1st.
I'll reorganise another Skyfall without the ropes on June the 2nd for you.
Into that maze, I'll be in there, no danger.
Fantastic. There's loads of people coming up the tower today, and they're all doing it for charity. It's going to abseil down the tower, so if you're in town, give them a round of applause. Head down towards where Klaus Olsen is in that little square down there, and you can see the guys from Radio City. They've got a stage set up, and they'll be welcoming people as they abseil down, but not for me. Somehow not for me. I've always fancied a skydive, but you wouldn't get me to abseil off this. How do you weigh that one up?
It's a weird one, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the going over the edge bit. Anyway, good luck to them all. Let's talk about, because I know Tony's very excited about all the finals that lie ahead.
Can't get enough of them, Steve.
I love it. I'm going to custard pie this in your face for the next 3 weeks.
Lovely.
What's really upsetting me and annoying me, because you've got loads of Liverpool pals
as well. Of course, yeah, yeah.
Price discrepancies is bothering me for tickets, because obviously Arsenal and Chelsea got through to their final last night. Average price of a ticket for their final in Baku is around £50. Tickets for the Liverpool-Spurs game range between the lowest of £60 and the highest of £520. How does that work itself out? What's so much more expensive about running a Champions League final than a Europa League final?
Quality. Supply and demand, isn't it? That's what
supply and demand. Is that simply it?
I think it is, Steve.
But Arsenal and Chelsea would fill the stadium for the Europa League final. Mind you, they're only getting 6,000 tickets each.
Oh, incredible. The Liverpool-Tottenham game, Champions League, you've got £500 tickets, which is just obscene, by the way. There's restrictive views. Now, you're paying £500 for a restrictive view in the Champions League final. That's not tout-telling. That's the going rate that UEFA are selling them for. And by the way, this stadium opened. It's been open 12 months, hasn't it? It's a brand new stadium, and it's got obstructive views for £500. Who's the architect for this stadium? That's obscene.
Dan Mice.
I hope it wasn't. I just feel, how can you have so many restrictive views for a brand spanking new stadium in Madrid? I just don't get it. I really don't. And
although if you see the pictures of the Wanderer Metropolitano, it just looks like a lovely bowl-shaped arena, and it doesn't look like it's got a restrictive view on it. So I'm not really sure what that refers to.
It would
be good if it explained it, wouldn't it? Mm. You might be sat behind an advertising hoarding. Yeah. Or it's not like you sat behind a pillar in it.
Or maybe, I don't know, it's just a weird one for me. But as again, Steve, it's the demands. And UEFA know fully quite well they could charge £800 for them tickets and people will pay them. I seen a Tottenham fan on the television yesterday, and he was speaking about, he got on the telly and said, listen, I've told the wife, I've took the credit card and I am paying whatever it takes to watch my team in a Champions League final. He said, I'm 60 years of age. I've never seen Tottenham win anything for 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it may be. I'm going to watch my team in the Champions League, and if I have to go into debt, I will do it. It's once in a lifetime for Tottenham Hotspur. Liverpool, obviously there last year, previously won it 2005. So I get why fans will do whatever it takes and pay whatever it takes. If Everton win a Champions League final, whatever it may be, I'd do exactly the same. I would pay anything. That's what football's about. It touches you, and you will do anything it takes for you to see your team lift a trophy.
Right, I won't keep moaning about it, but I'll just read this piece.
You've got 3 weeks to do that, Steve.
This piece that Paul Joyce and Gary Jacob have written in the Times today. So they've done the all you need to know about the final, and amongst that, they're talking about the prices of flights and hotel rooms. They put here, the cheapest room at the Hilton Madrid Airport Hotel is £2,301.
And what did you get it for, Steve? We've just touched off here, didn't we, briefly. It's that demand again. If you've got an airline, and if you own a hotel in Madrid, what are you going to do to the prices? You've got a way of living. That's the way it is.
You compare that to me to selling ice cream in the summer and winter.
Exactly.
You don't put your ice creams up, but your cornetto doesn't go from £2 to £10.
Well, it's that demand, isn't it? It's like any product. If you sell it in when business needs is, you're going to put it up. You've got a business to make. that's the way it is. That's why these are wealthy businessmen. That's why they own EasyJet and Ryanair, etc. Because they know they can put the prices up, and they know for a fact that people will pay for them. 400. I've got mates who are paying £800 for the flights. It's just obscene. But they know fully quite well there's an emotional attachment to football, and you'll do whatever it takes. And that's why these are wealthy businessmen, and they strike while the iron's
hot. And for the fans, you always think it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I know
they thought that last year, Liverpool.
We've been spoiled as Liverpool.
Yeah, of course.
Went in 2007, 2005. You know, there's been lots of European finals, but you always keep thinking, is it the last one? Better do it. Better pay for it.
And you'd always think, we've got to win one.
Yeah, they will this year. Don't worry about that.
You said that last year.
Let's look ahead to the weekend's footy. So we've got Tottenham, Everton and Liverpool playing Wolves. They're 3 p.m. kickoffs on Sunday. And the title race is still alive.
Yes.
Man City 95 points, Liverpool 94. We'll start with City. Do we hold out any hope that anything goes wrong in this game for City? City away at Brighton.
It's a tough ask. I think mentally, the Brighton players will have switched off. Now, they got a good little result against Arsenal last week, don't get me wrong, and they played well. I just think now a couple of the Brighton players will be going on holiday first thing Monday morning with the lads. Mallorca, Magaluf, Benidorm, Ibiza, all these places with the mates, and they're going, do I seriously want to get injured here? Do I want to go through someone? I don't want to break my leg. I don't want to pull my groin. The last thing they want these players on the final game of the season is to stick their foot in. So mentally, I think they'll have switched off. But you don't know what can happen. Manchester City are 1-8 to win the Premier League. Liverpool 7-1. So I think them odds specify how big a gulf it is now for Liverpool in order to beat Wolves, by the way, which is no gimme, Steve. I think everyone's just pushing aside Wolves as if Liverpool are just going to, that's a win. And they're hoping that Brighton can do them a favour. Now, Liverpool are 1-3 to beat Wolves on Sunday. Wolves 10-1. Now, I looked at all the other odds recently that Leicester were obviously 25-1 to beat Tottenham. Now, Liverpool were a big price last week, so but Wolves are only 10-1. Now, it's worth bearing in mind, Steve, if you're having a bet in this, just have a little look at the in-play run. Just don't bet before it. Have a little look at the in-play, because if City are 3 or 4 nil up with 40 minutes gone, I've got a feeling Liverpool, not will throw the towel in, so to speak, but the atmosphere will sort of like filter out, and maybe Klopp will play one or two players from off the bench, and that may play into Wolves' hands. I really do. I just think, listen, Wolves have beaten Chelsea, Arsenal, Manchester United and Tottenham this season. Four big teams they've beaten. They've already knocked Liverpool out the FA Cup. I know Liverpool made changes, but they give them a game in the Premier League as well. Wolves have only lost once this season against the top six away from home. That's some going, Steve. They won one, drawn three and lost one. That was only to Manchester City. This is going to be a tough game. I know Wolves will have switched off. They're guaranteed seventh place, but I think they'll just go to Anfield with a bit of freedom. I really do. And I think I wouldn't be putting the mortgage on Liverpool at 1-3, because I think if once word gets out around the stadium, maybe, I'm just guessing here, that City are 3 or 4 nil up at Brighton, I think the atmosphere may falter a little bit at Anfield and it'll be a bit of an anti-climax. I remember, I think a couple of years ago when Liverpool were going for the league under Brendan Rodgers, I think he played Newcastle on the last day of the season. And I remember, listen, someone made correctly, but I think it weren't the same atmosphere, because once you get wind of the other team obviously winning, you sort of like lose your appetite. And I think Klopp will look at it maybe in the second half and think, listen, there's a Champions League final in a couple of weeks' time. Is there any need?
Tony, Tuesday showing anything can happen.
It can, obviously, Steve. Obviously, anything can happen. And you've seen the price. I backed Liverpool myself for 50-1 to win 4-0. Evertonians.
You did?
Yeah. Evertonians couldn't lose. Couldn't lose.
So you were weighed in on Tuesday night?
Oh, I was indeed, yeah. 50-1. Liverpool to win 4-0.
You love a bit of Liverpool, don't you?
I can't get enough of yous at the moment.
Secret bit of red in your heart there.
Liverpool can remain unbeaten at home in top flight for the 8th time this season.
Yeah, some remarkable, isn't it?
Consecutive seasons.
Actually, they finished the season just having lost once. And that one defeat was to the team that won the title.
Last points Liverpool dropped?
Everton. Yeah.
Oh, it pains me to say that, Steve. It really does. Yeah. Anyway, if you're having a bet in this one, have a little look at that in play, as I've just said. But if Liverpool were to win it, I fancy Wolves to score. They've scored against all the big teams this season. They'll fancy it. So both teams to score and Liverpool to win. If I was having a bet pre-match, just have a little look at the in play and as the game's going on. That's for the Liverpool-Wolves match.
On the betting front, just a quick diversion. So yesterday, Harry Findlay came back on. So you know, Harry is the man
gambler.
Who bet 20-odd million, won 20-odd million, lost 20-odd million. But he sent me a text at the start of the season. That's why I got him on yesterday. And his text, which was sent to me on the 13th of August, read, "I've lumped on a reverse forecast on the Asian markets. Man City, Liverpool for the league, 10-3 and 9-1. And bet Liverpool at 11-10 without Man City. And I'm getting stuck into Liverpool at 12-1 for the Champions League as well. Maybe Spurs for a European Cup, a possibility."
Wow. Wow.
Now, that's why he wins 20 million. But at the same time, he's probably bet a lot of money on something that's gone horribly wrong.
And I have listened to a couple of his bets, and he has recommended a couple of losers as well. Listen, fair play to you. If you can, no one could have forecast what's happened this week, Steve. Nobody. I don't care. You can be the best tipster in the world. You can know every stat going. No one would have forecast Liverpool to have won 4-0, Tottenham to come from behind in Ajax, needing three goals in the second half, and done what they've done. Nobody can forecast. And know what's even more outstanding about this? This is in the same season, obviously post World Cup year. World Cup was last summer.
Yeah, should be some fatigue for some of the players.
Of course, and
yeah.
These players are finishing the season like no other. It's the best league in the world, and Liverpool and Tottenham arguably had more players in the World Cup last summer than any other team. Manchester City are on course to win the FA Cup, the Premier League and the League Cup. Liverpool, the way they've performed this season has been unbelievable. Tottenham as well to reach the Champions League final. It's been unbelievable to... And that post-World Cup, I can't believe it. Everyone would have thought they're going to falter towards the end of the season. If anything, they're performing better than they arguably have been towards the start of the season. So
right.
Fair play to
Let's
them.
Let's get stuck into Everton. They're at Tottenham.
Champions League finalists, Tottenham? No, don't want to be touching them, Steve. Don't be throwing a tackle in, do we? Seriously, we don't, do we?
Everton going to be really nice to Tottenham, aren't
Leave
they?
Them alone.
Stroking
them.
Their backs.
Yeah, good luck for the final, lads. Only joking. Tottenham 6-5 to win this one. The draw 5-2. Everton only 5-2 to win this one. Because obviously you're taking into consideration what happened during the week. There'll be a lot of fatigue, obviously, because it was just so close, wasn't it, Wednesday. Spurs have won 7 of their last 8 final day games of the season. The last 3 producing an incredible 28 goals. Everton travel to London, having kept 8 clean sheets from the previous 10. Champions League to win, by the way, Liverpool 1-2 favourites, Tottenham 7-4.
Wow, that's quite a stretch, isn't it, between the two of them?
It's a big gulf. I think Bukie's just literally look at it from an experienced in Europe point of view, and Liverpool obviously well experienced, but Tottenham, what have they got to lose? It's going to be an interesting one. I think Everton might get a result against Tottenham because I think Pochettino will look at this now and think, I've got to rest some players now for the Champions League final in June the 1st. Interestingly, Steve, Spurs have conceded 40% of their goals after the 75th minute. So the both teams to score in the second half is 3-1. Wouldn't put anyone off that. And we all know what happened at Goodison Park this season. A 6-2 victory for Tottenham. So hopefully Everton will get revenge on that one. Spurs have scored 16 goals past Everton in the previous 4 matches. So Everton will want to pull their fingers out at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Right, where's my Tranmere Rovers odds?
Oh, big game tonight, isn't
massive
it? Forest
game.
Green, massive game. Now, Tranmere were in a flying form, well, a couple of weeks ago, won 8 on the spin, played Forest Green, and everyone thought they were going to roll them over, and Forest Green obviously got a result there. So I think if Tranmere can get a result, I know everyone looks there. Look, I was watching, believe it or not, Mansfield against Newport yesterday, as well as the Europa League games, and if you can, just do not lose by a big gulf. If you even a draw at home for Tranmere tonight, that's a good result. I know it may seem, oh, the onus is on you, you're at home, it's a big Forest Green. Forest Green are a good side, as we've just seen this season. So if Tranmere can, just don't lose. If you get a draw, fine. If you get a win, great. But just do not lose that game. 1-1, 2-2, whatever it is, just don't lose that game. And I think they've got an excellent chance of getting to Wembley.
Yeah, the bookies can't split them. 10-11, you'll find for both those sides. Tony, latest podcast is out. We should give a mention because Greg has been having a chat with
Seamus Coleman.
I know he's
Greg,
featured in the Echo today.
It is, yeah.
Oh, you in it as well?
I was in it, yeah.
I only saw Greg's picture with him.
Oh, didn't you see me in the background?
No, no,
I was holding the mic.
Always the bridesmaid.
Of course, of course. Yeah, big interview with Seamus Coleman. We asked him about his career after football, which is interesting. He wants to become a coach. He's taking his coaching badges next week. We asked him a lot of things, so it's well worth a listen on the All Together Now podcast.
The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.